I'm John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show, CBS Audio Network. It's a pleasure to welcome my friend and comrade, Sebastian Gorka, of his radio program, America First. Seb is in D.C. He's in the Beltway. So I come to him each week to compare and contrast the stories that come out here into America. Connecticut is where I am right now, as opposed to the stories that are absorbed and feverishly attended to in the Beltway. And we're going to begin with a story I know is very important out here in America. That's the border. Seb, a very good evening to you. I report this last week, nothing but tragedy along the border. But the pleading of Texas officials, of Arizona officials, of the two Democratic senators from Arizona, of New Mexico officials, of California, the pleading, please help us, please, in some fashion, stop this flow. The estimate is, by the end of this year, 2021, there will be 2 million encounters along the border. The estimate is, of those 2 million encounters, 200,000 will be unaccompanied children, which, as we understand now, will be accepted into the United States, and there will be an attempt to place them or knit them together with their families. We're also talking about more than 1 million family units encountering with the authorities along the border. The resources are overrun. California, which is very well to do thanks to the Silicon Valley revival during the pandemic, very well to do, is opening centers in San Diego, in Long Beach, Camp Roberts, the National Guard, and other places are being discussed for unaccompanied children. We hear this in America. We see that the train of migrants coming into the border region are proceeding not just from Northern Triangle, Central America, but from South America itself. The whole world has heard that the U.S. border can be crossed and that the U.S. will be compassionate in some fashion. Is this a big story in Washington? Does Washington hear what's the pleading for help from Texas, New Mexico, Arizona, and California? Good evening, Seb.
Good evening, John. To quote my Salem Radio colleague, Dennis Prager, we discussed this topic for an hour on my show. We really have a bifurcated America because you say we see it. Yes, you see it. I see it. Dennis sees it. But the question is, do the viewers of the mainstream legacy media see any of this? I had Fox News on the TV quietly during the radio show today. And the latest pictures, I couldn't tell who'd taken them, whether it was one of the Republican congressmen who went down to the border on Wednesday or somebody else. But, John, the latest pictures from these holding facilities are heartbreaking. They're tragic. They're even worse than the ones we saw Senator Cruz try and take. So I really don't know whether the viewers of CNN or MSNBC or we saw the disastrous CBS hit job against Ron DeSantis. If that's their level of journalism, then I'm not sure a large chunk of America sees it. I know people south of the border in our hemisphere are seeing it, and that's why they're coming in their droves. Think of this. The biggest number ever crossed our border illegally in March, over 110,000. And to use the phrase that Mark Morgan, the former commissioner of the Customs and Border Patrol, says, we have no idea how many the gotaways are. He uses this phrase, the gotaways, those who aren't intercepted. And you can bet, John, that all those areas where the caravans of the lettuce in Biden T-shirt wearing illegals are coming across, that's not where the worst of the worst, the drug smugglers, the weapon smugglers, are doing their business. So there's a lot of deliberate distraction going on. Do the Democrats care? It's very hard to tell.
It's not going to stop because the Democrats aren't listening. It's going to continue. Yeah. I note that there's a report that Alejandro Mayorkas, the Secretary of Homeland Security, has made remarks, private remarks, but they were reported. Private remarks to ICE officials that there must be attention to the wall, especially the gaps in the wall. He talks about gaps and gates. This is a very careful way of saying that they're going to build the wall or build the wall completely in some areas. Do you hear the same thing in Washington? I know that the Biden administration was adamant about stopping the building of the wall, but it sounds like they're now entertaining everything, including to put up the wall where there are gaps.
How peculiar. What a topsy-turvy world we are living in, where we have the news last week that one element of the government, whether it was the, I don't know, the CBO, the GAO, one element of the government was suing the other part of the government for being in breach of the contract that they had signed to build the border wall. When Joe Biden comes in and stops it to the cost of hundreds of millions of dollars on contracts that have been reneged upon, and then we have this leak through the Washington Times that the man who said, "We're not saying don't come across the border, just don't come quite yet," is telling his own offices, his own agencies, that they have to, quote-unquote, plug the gaps in the Trump wall. Well, which is it? Are we standing down the contractors and the concrete mixers, or are we saying, well, we have a real crisis, but we're not going to call it a crisis? It is absolute evidence of the schizophrenic nature of this administration, and sooner or later something has to give, and sadly it's going to be in the meantime at the cost of those wretched women, men, and children who are being trafficked, John.
In addition, there's plenty of anecdote to suggest that the cartels are not just human traffickers. They're moving contraband back and forth across the border, guns, cocaine, and what you'd have to say are suspect characters coming into the United States. That's a national security issue. The Homeland Security, of course, has to attend to it. But my impression from the reporting I heard all week is that the authorities who are there to defend America from those bad actors are overwhelmed. They're exhausted, or they're suffering at home from COVID-19. There's simply not enough troops. Seb, I don't know how many more weeks until it becomes obvious that we need the National Guard to be deployed along the border. I don't know how long it's going to take.
Yeah, that really is the question. There are signs in D.C., very, very early signs. And I share the sentiment of Victor Davis Hanson and also Lord Black that none of this changes until the docile legacy media feels betrayed and insulted or snubbed by the Biden administration. If one or two organs turn, that's when everything changes. Will they, after what we saw them do for the last 4 years under a Trump administration and how we saw their hagiography for 8 years under the Obama administration? I don't know. Sooner or later they might, but as to the timeline, it is just too hard to tell at the moment.
The Biden administration, taxes. The presentation is they're going to build from the middle out. It's a tough metaphor. I understand. I just quote it. Top down, middle out, bottom up, they're going from middle out. Whatever that really means, we have to deal with the fact that Mr. Biden has said that 50 or 51 of the largest corporations must pay their fair share. Seb, those corporations are not going to pay anything. They're going to pass it on either to their customers or cut their jobs or stop growth. And in addition, it won't just be the 50 that do that. Mr. Biden is talking about raising taxes so that it's everybody's interest to tighten up as we go through a period of higher taxes and lower revenue or a slower growth. Does the Biden administration acknowledge that the middle class is what's going to pay for the tax hike? Do they, or is it all rhetoric, as you say, and the legacy media covers them so they're not really dealing with where the bill winds, which is on your desk and my desk?
There is zero acknowledgement, because they really do look at the world through a lens of class distinction, and they really think that, you know, the corporations are the evil capitalists, and that this is how they're going to help the underdog. When you're absolutely right, there is no such thing as a corporate tax. Anytime, whether it goes from 21% to 28% or 88%, it's not the corporations that are going to pay. It's going to be us, the consumers, the middle class, even the lower classes that have to buy the product, and it's going to be paid for by jobs that either are cancelled or are shipped out to other countries. So no, there is still this very Marxist way of dividing America into class-bound taxonomies. So no, it's as if we're back in the 1960s, John, and you know the corporations must be soaked, and that's how they're going to help the middle class. And of course, it's the obverse. The corporations will do just fine, and it will be the middle class that will pay all the cost.
This is the puzzle of the week. You know I'm a baseball fan, and I play fantasy baseball, and I pay a lot of attention to the players, not particularly one team or another, but all of the players. And that describes the All-Star game. Seb, it is confounding. Moving the All-Star game from Atlanta and Georgia, where the legislature has vouchsafed laws for the elections that are more expansive and more generous than the voting laws in Colorado, where they moved the Major League Baseball game. It's confounding. Now, I don't ask for people to make logical sense. I don't ask for that. But the President of the United States weighs in, accusing Georgia of, I think he used the term Jim Crow, which is a defamation of any state in the United States in 21st century. But he also added that Georgia and 40 other states have restrictive laws. Does the president know what he's saying, Zeb? That's what it comes to. Does he know that he's defaming 41 states of the union because of what? Because that's what he's been told? I don't know where he gets his facts.
Well, the standard caveat that Lord Black always uses, I'm not a psychoanalyst, and I can't do remote psychoanalysis even if I were. But at the end of the day, looking at what he does and how he speaks, I think he really believes it. He forgets the fact that he himself called his segregationist colleagues from the South fine gentlemen. He forgets the fact that the Jim Crow laws were Democrat laws, and he has no issue with committing calumny on live television against dozens of states. And the fact that the most pugilistic Democrat, Stacey Abrams, did an absolute about turn today, or when was it, Tuesday, and said, well, I like boycotts, but this Georgia thing is not a good idea, tells you how out of touch the top of the Democrat Party is.
Sebastian Gorka, he is the host of his radio program, America First, returning to foreign policy, where Seb and I really enjoy ourselves. It struggled through domestic policy when you're dealing with the Biden White House, where you can't even call it falsehoods. You'd have to say it's magical thinking. I'm John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show, CBS Audio Network.